479-8178.
Director Leon Panetta enraged. He's actually threatening to quit. And speaking of the CIA, everybody's looking for cover. A prosecutor has been assigned to look into the CIA interrogations. Wait till I give you the skinny on that, the true skinny. Meanwhile, 1,200 vets wrongly told they got a fatal disease. Just how bloody wrong is that? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you and yours had a fabulous weekend as we swing into the last weekend, really, in August. Many kids back in school. I guess we have 31 days in August, so next Monday would truly be the last day. But I can't believe how fast the summer has flown, and what an interesting summer it's been. A lot of the discussion, particularly in July and August, has been about health care and will there be, quotes, health care reform. Tonight on the show, we're going to talk to Dr. Tashoff Benton. He's with Doctors for Patient Care, opposed to government-run health care. Sounds like a mouthful, but check this out. It just started up. There's about 500 physicians already across the country who are going to march on D.C. September 10th in protest, and the numbers are growing. Why should you care, and what ultimately is the goal of these doctors? We'll tell you when we talk to Dr. Benton. That comes up in another 15 minutes or so here on ATN. Meanwhile, speaking of health care reform, it's, as I said, a familiar sound to everyone at this point. The latest, greatest rattling of the garbage tins has been in Tennessee. Now, what was interesting about the Tennessee healthcare reform rally is you literally had a street that divided those who wanted healthcare reform and were pushing for the public option and those who were adamantly opposed. Here is a little slither of what it sounded like.
We're just here to speak up and say no to healthcare reform.
We want the freedom and the liberty to make these decisions for ourselves and not have some huge new bureaucracy micromanaging our health care.
But we're asking this insurance reform, something to prevent the price gouging that's going on, just to make it more affordable for Americans to pay for health care. They want to pay. They want to keep their own doctor. They want to have that relationship with their doctor.
A moment in history where we can make this happen, and we're passionate in our attempt to do that.
All right, so a moment in history. It definitely is a moment in history. I did some checking again today. We reported this on our last show, and sure enough, Arlen Specter is in trouble. The senator from Pennsylvania who jumped parties from Republican to Democrat in hopes of remaining in the Senate. It's not looking good for him at this point, at least in the polls with his opponent. And the same thing can be said in Nevada for Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader, who's on shaky ground. His opponent already 10, 11 points higher than him in just the preliminary polls. And you can take a poll, as I always say, on America Tonight and twist it and bend it like a pretzel to mean a lot of different things. But usually there's a reason why polls are done. Usually they're pretty on target. So there is a backlash, absolutely, about what's happening with health care reform. And I don't have to sing this song to all of you. You know you've called, you've sent me lots of emails, and we'll talk about it at length again here on this show starting off the week. And speaking of health care, another thing that I've been diving into, swine flu. Who do you believe? Should you be shaking in your boots? Do you desperately need the vaccine? Is this like one of those scenes from the television series V? Remember, you have to get the venom. You have to get the serum. Is it panic time? Because if you can't get the vaccine, you could be in trouble, and we're all susceptible to the swine flu. Well, I talked to my doctor, and, of course, we had a Canadian health minister on last week, a guy who had been, you know, serving Canadians for 35 years, and he did a lot of research. He was in immunology, and he talked about the fact that he thought it was all a hoax, that when he said hoax, meaning it's all hype, it's all push, It's all about the money. And the swine flu, of course, will kill people like any other strain of flu will do, but it is not truly a pandemic. So the latest thing out of Washington is that this H1N1 flu virus, right, could cause about 90,000 deaths in the United States, mostly with kids and younger adults, if it, in fact, resurges in the fall. That's what's expected, okay? That's when all the flus bubble up. Now, if you're talking about infecting between 30% and 50% of the population during the fall and the winter, and you're talking about maybe at the high point 1.8 million coming into U.S. hospitals to be admitted, I mean, that, I think that's a pretty high number, the 1.8. And the scenario, the plausible scenario, the death scenarios that are being projected, I mean, that's what they're calling them, plausible scenarios, outbreaks at schools, not enough antiviral supplies, peaking before the vaccinations have time to be effective. So the information that's coming out of, and this is from the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, by the way, this information that's coming out is definitely scary, right? Scary numbers saying there could be these big, giant outbreaks in schools. There might not be enough vaccinations. So who do you believe? Is the swine flu more about hype? Is it about pushing whatever the vaccination is, the drug companies making money off of it? Or is there really something to fear? I'm with the Canadian minister based on his credentials and all of his research and the various strains of flu that he's seen. He says, stay away from the vaccine. Why do you need the vaccine? And there are certain people that are susceptible to all kinds of strains of flu. I would say this, if I lived in New York City, if I had a child in the public schools or even the private schools, I guess, in New York City, I'd probably be a little bit worried there. And the reason why is because kids are germ carriers. So naturally, even if your kid's in pretty good shape and good health, the chances of them coming down with flus and all kinds of things anyway are pretty good. So, yes, there would be a chance that you could so-called catch the swine flu and then you know, your child would have to stay home and you'd want to be able to catch it right in the beginning, just like any other flu, right? Just like any other seasonal flu. Because you got to compare this. I checked again and again and again, and the highest numbers I could find is 40,000 U.S. deaths, about, maybe a little bit more, are linked to seasonal flu every single year. And most of the fatalities, most of the people that croak are over 65, sadly, and it's because of their health. That's, you know, the flu grabs onto you. It's like pneumonia and older people. That's exactly what happens. So, you know, what are these scare tactics about? And this is the other thing I was thinking about when I was talking to one of my doctors. If it is so scary, if all these, if all of what's happening is so frightening, then why wouldn't everybody just stay home for a couple of months and homeschool kids? I mean, why would kids even go back to school? What are the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying? Well, all they're saying is even with best efforts, there's going to be illness. There's going to be severe illness and unfortunately some deaths. But actually, they're saying it's gone remarkably well. So who do you believe? Think about it. We're going to talk about it later this hour. Coming up next, though, we're going to talk about the doc who is part of a group that's going to march on Washington in September. Don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
time telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Delaney, America Tonight. All of you know how I feel about healthcare. The idea of putting my health in the hands of the government, and I know we can argue about Medicare, Medicaid, and all that sort of stuff, but I don't like the idea because of what I've seen already with so many things that have gone awry. And I'm not alone, and many of you have called and echoed the same sentiments. Do I think some things could be tweaked? Absolutely. Do I think the legislation should be rushed through? Absolutely not. Very excited about our next guest. As I said before, he's part of a group that's going to actually march on D.C. They're going to do that September 10th. And why are they marching? Well, he's part of Doctors for Patient Care, and, of course, they're opposed to government-run health care that puts all of those bureaucrats in charge of your health. And, like I said, you know the sentiments, certainly, of at least me on this show. Joining us now, Dr. Tashoff Burton, and he is a physician out of Denver, Colorado, who is pretty passionate about this, and he's, as I said, a group of 500 members and growing strong from what I understand every single day. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
First of all, explain probably better than I did what motivated you and some of the other doctors to get together and form this organization.
Well, I think in some ways, Docs for Patient Care is a quintessentially American organization. It really started with one doctor, Hal Scherz, who's a pediatric urologist. So he's got a lot to do in Atlanta. And like many of us, he was sitting around grumbling about what was going on in the healthcare area, and most particularly, like some of us, beginning to get really angry when the AMA decided that they would essentially sell out the medical profession and the patients. And unlike most people, instead of grumbling and just going back to work, he said, you know, I think another organization of physicians could really have an impact. And he started Docs for Patient Care with some seed money that his partners and he put up. And now, a mere 3 months later, we got 500 people. We may actually double that in the 500 physicians. We may double that in the next month. And every one of them has put up $1,000 from their own money because we want to do everything we can to try and save what is the greatest healthcare system on the planet.
Yeah. One of the things that people would say if they're saying, well, you know, doctor, that sounds so good, but what about, you know, how do you combat these high insurance premiums? Geez, what do we do about the high insurance? What's the answer for that?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things that we can do. One of them is to open up insurance markets, which are currently, I can only buy a policy from Colorado if I'm in Colorado. If there's another policy that could compete with that, that offers better rates, but it's in another state, I can't buy that. The other issue is looking at does the policy, am I the owner of the policy or does it have to be based solely upon employment and where I work? And there are a number of things that we can do to make the healthcare industry more competitive. One of the things that I would like to see is a series of plans where each of the insurers have to offer a specific plan so we can actually compare them, and they have to compete head-to-head on price. I'd like to see more disclosure on not only rates, but what percentage of the premium dollar actually goes to pay healthcare expenses. And I think that a lot of this information would allow for a more competitive market. Part of the issue is we also have to look at the fact that, unfortunately, good health care is expensive. It doesn't have to be as expensive as it is, and the rates don't have to keep going up at the rate they are. But, you know, if everybody wants them to be decreased by 50%, there's only one way to do that, and that's to decrease the amount of health care that's available by 50%.
Yeah. How about something that I looked into probably about a year ago and had a couple of interesting discussions about is these health savings accounts. Do you like the idea of health saving accounts for some of your patients?
Yeah, very much. And another big issue is tort reform. But health savings accounts really help because the patient is saving their own money in a tax-exempt saving account that can only be spent for health care. And health savings accounts can be combined with, say, high deductible policy, where you're going to pay the first even couple of thousand of dollars of your health care expenses, but you're going to have a pool of dollars that you're saving specifically for that are tax exempt. And frankly, people spend their own money more carefully than they spend other people's money. And when price becomes an issue that facilities have to compete on, that will have an impact as well. And another huge issue is tort reform.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at about $100 billion annually spent on not just medical malpractice, but altering the way you practice because of the medical malpractice laws. And one of the things that's extraordinarily frustrating, looking at the things that have been proposed so far, are that, number one, they all exceed all of the Democratic bills, exclude tort reform, and number two, right now they're trying to say that, well, we're going to give health care to a larger number of people. We're going to save money doing it. And, by the way, there'll be no waiting times. That combination of things, unfortunately, is not possible. You can't give more to more people with no fewer providers, charge them less, and have nobody wait.
Yeah, aren't we short some physicians, family physicians, in some areas? That's what I've heard.
Yeah, particularly family physicians. And some of that is being made up by physicians' assistants, and some of that we're just looking at plain shortages. But we're really hoping that we can get as many doctors as possible to come to Washington, D.C. on September 10th and meet with our legislators, be able to speak with them directly about the kinds of alternatives that are out there, the things that need to be included in these bills from our perspective as physicians. We've got a website, docsforpatientcare.org, with the number 4 in there. And we would love to have people come and have as many physicians as possible there to talk to people, because if we're going to be redesigning the healthcare system, one of the things that was absolutely amazing about Hillary Care in the 1990s is on their entire panel of directors who were authors who were working on redesigning the healthcare system, they had, I think, two physicians, one of whom was non-practicing. It's sort of like deciding how to build bridges and not including any engineers in the group.
Yeah, no kidding. It seems like even here, and I know some doctors have been consulted, but it does seem like the one of the areas that has been ignored is, well, what's really the reaction of the doctors? What do they say? It's like you mentioned, I mean, one of the glaring things is to say, well, there won't be any wait times. How can they say that when they're not even consulting all the physicians? And first of all, whether or not the physicians are going to stay in the game, if you topple the rules too much and nothing favors the doctors, maybe there'd be a lot of your colleagues that would decide they don't want to be a doctor anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things, I think you're very astute in bringing that up, that if you dramatically change the rules of the game for physicians, particularly in ways that makes life less pleasant, less reimbursable, more harried, and more paperwork-bound, which is pretty much a guarantee in a government-run system, what's going to happen is that those folks that can make an exit from the practice will. That doesn't mean, obviously, everybody, but at the same time you're expanding the pool of people who are eligible for coverage, you're having an exodus of some of the people. Basically, those are going to be your more successful docs, folks at the peak of their career, and you're going to have a bit of an exodus of people who are disproportionately some of your better docs. In fact, some of your top docs, and that's not going to be good for those people who want to maintain the same quality of care that they've been used to.
All right, Doctor, let's hope we get a lot of people out there in D.C. Dr. Tashoff Burton, thanks so much for spending time with us here on America Tonight. Everybody go and check out that website. And as it gets closer, we'd love to have you back on. Can we do that?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Doctors for Patient Care. Interesting, because that was certainly the one element, as we've just discussed, that's been missing in all of this. And I know I've mentioned this before. I know a couple of doctors that have already bowed out of the profession who were very, very good physicians that people were distraught over seeing them leave. You know how it is. They have your folder. They know you. They know your chemistry, your body, et cetera. And then they dump out of the game, and you got to find another doctor. And it's not so fun, because this person has been with you along the way, so they know exactly how your body reacts to stuff. And the family doctor will go away if it is allowed to be torn in half, the profession, that is. Coming up on the flip side, speaking of tearing up a profession, what's going on with the CIA and the investigations? That's next.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
All right, besides health care reform, I just mentioned this, the CIA interrogations. A new prosecutor is going to look into this. Attorney General Eric Holder appointed a special prosecutor to do so. We'll see if this ends up in a trial for some of the folks involved in the high-level detainees and trying to get the information out of them, and which would be ridiculous to me. And ultimately, where does it all end up? The question becomes, really, should these abuse, alleged abuse cases even be reopened? Does it make any sense whatsoever? Because remember, you're paying for this as the taxpayers. All of this money that pays for the special prosecutor, et cetera, is money that the taxpayers pay for. So the hours and hours that goes into it, it's coming out of our pockets. And the bottom line is, this was announced on Monday. We knew it was happening. It's a reversal of the original move, I think, by President Obama. And certainly by doing this, the move reverses the policy of the Bush administration because they closed the cases. So it could expose CIA employees and agency contractors, they're probably going to get the brunt of it, to criminal prosecution for the way the terror suspects were treated. Can you imagine that? Somebody goes to jail for the way they treated Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who wanted to blow up everybody's guts in the United States. Whoo, that'd be a tough one to swallow. Hey, coming up on the show, we have birthdays this day in history. And, of course, a news you can abuse as well. It's interesting. You look at birthdays, And Rachel Ray, for example, is celebrating a birthday. And here's a woman who started off with a little cooking segment, which she was getting paid $100 for, I want to say in Albany or Buffalo, New York, one of those two places. And somebody told her she should write a cookbook, and she could probably do something with a cookbook. She shopped it around all over the place, and finally somebody decided to publish it. And, man, the rest is history. You see Rachel Ray's face everywhere. She's got several different cooking shows out. She has that talk show that she does that involves food. It's amazing how brightly her star shines now, all from that one cookbook and somebody deciding to take a chance and publish it. So she celebrates a pretty big birthday. She just had a milestone last year, so she's over the hump, if that's a big enough hint to anybody. I'd say she's still young, and she looks younger than her age, let's put it that way. And she's got to be loving life, because she couldn't get any bigger. Isn't she to have like dog food now, and I don't know how many different products I've seen her face on. It's absolutely crazy. Speaking of having your face in certain places, the whole idea of Facebook, it's gotten interesting what Facebook and Twitter has become. A lot of political messages even going through both, being funneled through both of those social networking sites, meaning almost anybody anymore, a PR company, an actor, politician, they have Facebook pages. So somebody has to control the Facebook page, usually not the politician themselves, unless it's their private one. Sometimes people have two different Facebooks, one for friends and one for business. Well, the former Alaska governor, Sarah Palin, set off a huge debate about the death panels, because remember, that's what she called it. She accused Obama of planning to establish those through health care reform. So now the people who are supporting the president's health care agenda have decided to go to Palin's medium, which is Facebook. And there's a Facebook ad that I just happened to see, and now it's being reported all over the media anyway, asking Palin to stop lying. And what it says is, send Palin a message, health insurance reform is too important for outright lies. Send Sarah Palin a message. Tell her to stop lying about death panels. And they paid for the ad. In fact, the group is Americans United for Change, and they're running it targeted at the supporters of Palin on Facebook. There's like 800,000 that are listed on that. And I wonder if she's getting a lot of hits as a result. But see, this is amazing at the platform that Facebook has become. And Sarah Palin uses Facebook a lot to keep up her profile and has been talking about health care and other things. But the health care thing especially has probably gotten the most buzz of anything that she's said and posted on Facebook. But it's, again, it's amazing how now people are getting news, or things are becoming magnified or bigger or whatever, the word is spreading through two completely non-journalistic areas, and who knows what the future will be. We've talked about that with the internet, how it's boundless. In some ways people hate it because you've got all this blogging, but you have the faceless blogger who can say whatever they want to say on any of these sites, frankly, whether it's ESPN, a sports site, or a news site, or whatever. And then you have the social medium, too, like Facebook and some of the other things. Like, it's funny how MySpace actually has now become the passé thing, and Facebook and Twitter are actually the bigger things. All right, it's a couple of interesting things to hit on in the headlines before we head to the fun stuff at the tail end of the show here. And one of them is this, that Venezuela got to keep the Miss Universe crown. We actually had Tomas from Michigan call us on a previous show and say, you know, did you watch the Miss Universe contest? And, you know, I grew up in New Jersey and New York, and the Miss America contest was huge. It was like 45 minutes from where I grew up. So everybody was always talking about that. You'd go through the toll booths and it'd say, welcome Miss Americas, or, you know, whatever. And you'd see them in Philadelphia, or you'd see them around, and then that fizzled out and went someplace else, and I guess Miss Universe, I don't know if it's become bigger, but certainly more publicized, I think, anyway. And, of course, Miss Universe is different than Miss America. You're talking about the states competing, and here you're talking about globally. So, once again, a Venezuelan beauty wins it. And what was interesting about that is that there's always something that happens in these pageants, I guess. And I happened to see the ad for the pageant coming up, and it said something like, you never know what's going to happen. And they showed some of these women slipping on the floor and whatever. And I guess when they made the announcement, the girl who is Miss Venezuela, Stefana Fernandez, now Miss Universe, she was hugging the runner-up when they made the announcement, and then she gets the crown. The tiara, or the crown, fell to the floor, and they both just kind of sort of giggled, so that tiara went flying, kind of like that movie Miss Congeniality. Remember that movie, the spoof on the beauty pageant thing that Sandra Bullock was in? I think the crown was an exploding crown or something that they threw up in the air. Did you happen to see Miss Congeniality, Matt, by any chance?
I did not. That's the one with Sandra Bullock, right?
Sandra Bullock. And the crown that they were going to try to kill the Miss America, they weren't calling her Miss America, but the beauty contestant, and the crown was loaded with explosives, I guess, and it got thrown in the air. So it was just funny. It kind of reminded me of that. They've had these mishaps on the stage, whether it's falling or something falling off or, you know, whatever.
Surprisingly, I missed that movie.
Now, do you?
I don't know why, but.
I know. I'm surprised. When you were a kid, because you're a guy, so did you watch, do you remember at all when you were like a 9-year-old boy, 10-year-old, do you remember watching Miss America or the pageants or nah?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. I think I had an older sister who was involved in dance and things like that, so I got into watching some of those things, and, you know, when you get older, you kind of don't participate anymore unless you're flipping by and, hey, it's the swimsuit competition. Then maybe you'll take a couple minutes to watch.
Yes, swimsuit. That sounds good. You know, what's funny is, so you were probably, you grew up in Minnesota. Go Miss Minnesota. Go Miss Minnesota.
Of course,
you
had to cheer for your home state. That's how we roll around here. You know, you got to cheer for your own.
That's right.
But I don't remember Miss Minnesota ever being Miss America or Miss USA.
I don't
or
either.
Whatever the one is, I don't know. Which one's the one? Who is it? Donald Trump owns Miss USA.
Miss Universe. Oh, Miss USA. Miss
and
USA,
Miss
yeah.
Universe, right?
And Miss Universe, yeah.
Okay.
And Miss America is separate. And I
is
don't
there a Miss
think,
World?
I think there is.
Okay.
I think there's a Mrs. USA, too. But I don't think a Minnesota girl has ever won the crown that I can remember. I mean, they've had, you know, where I'm from, they've had so much controversy. First you had Vanessa Williams, who was Miss New York, and then was Miss America with the sexy photos, and then they ditched her. Miss out of a job, and then she became uber famous as a result. And she had talent, and so she didn't care. And it happened at the tail end of her reign, but it was a big controversy. You just had a problem with Miss New Jersey. She got dethroned for something. I can't remember what it was. It was something crazy, too. And they've had a lot of problems with different things, whether it's, you know, we saw the Harry Prejean and the homosexual mark and stuff.
I don't know if you talked about this, but she is reuniting with Donald Trump. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, she's going to be on the Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy, because he didn't fire her and then he fired her. See, here's the thing people have to realize. Right. What people have to realize is Donald Trump gets it. He's an entertainer. It's all about the show. He's P.T. Barnum Plus, and he wants ratings. And so to get ratings for a program that's been around for a while, you know, it's whatever is going to titillate the audience, he's going to come up with it. It's like any of the shows. It's like Dancing with the Stars and Tom Delay going on Dancing with the Stars. Why do you pick Tom Delay? Why do you pick some of the other people that you've, you know, chosen? He's smart enough to realize he wants more eyes on the tube because that means much more money. We're going to turn the page on the calendar next here on ATN.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Version of news you can abuse here on America Tonight. You might have heard this story, and I don't know why, but this always happens at least a couple times a year in different parts of the country, I guess, because you have a lot of small private planes up in the air. But in Santa Barbara, California, traffic was backed up for miles. A small plane landed on Highway 101 about a mile from the Santa Barbara airport. They say there was some sort of problem with the plane. They're not sure what it was yet. Three cars crashed into the Piper Comanche after it landed, but nobody was hurt, which is crazy good for the people involved. The freeway had to be shut down because they had to remove the plane, so you can imagine how long that took. I used to live in Santa Barbara, and it's a beautiful area, and it's very tiny, that airport. They still really haven't expanded it very much, and that area of the 101 is small, too, and you can jam it up during rush hour times. So probably already had a lot of people, because the afternoon starts pretty early there when the so-called rush hour starts. I bet it was nasty trying to get through, and there are no places to go. You're on the 101, and there are no side streets to speak of, not that many anyway, that you're able to maneuver in and around. Let's talk about this one from Louisiana. They call a guy named Randy Owens the clunker killer. He's a notary for the Baton Rouge, Louisiana-based All-Star Automotive Group dealerships. But he's the go-to guy for putting all the clunkers out of their misery. So check this out. The Cash for Clunkers program required the car's engine be disabled by pouring sodium into them. That's where he came into the equation in this story anyway. He poured the chemical into the engines and certified that the cars are goners. He told a local newspaper in Baton Rouge he feels like he has to watch good engines die. After another clunker bit the dust, he said, there goes one less hot rod. The National Cash for Clunkers program, of course, ended on Monday. I wonder how many people listening to me decided to turn in whatever car you were driving and upgrade and hope that you got $3,500 or $4,500 or whatever. The dealer's still not happy, still waiting for their money to get to them. Hamilton, Ohio, there was something very weird about a box that was dropped off at a local FedEx office there. Workers called the cops after seeing two pillowcases moving inside the box. They quickly learned why. They opened one pillowcase and found a live boa constrictor. Ooh. A reptile rescue group is caring for the FedEx snakes. They didn't file any charges yet. Police say they're investigating whether the sender has a license for shipping snakes. Oh, seeing the pillowcase move and slither, I guess it was pretty obvious it had to be some kind of an animal anyway. Kansas City, Missouri, Claudine Jackson is getting a lot more than a cup of sugar from a neighbor. They live next to each other, Joanne Waltz and Claudine Jackson. Now Jackson has one of Waltz's kidneys. Over the years, the two learned they had a bunch of things in common. They liked books, they had a love of faith, and they learned that they also had another thing in common. They have this Midwest transplant network, because, you know, they always have to match you up. And it doesn't matter. Usually, family members might not match up. It's hard sometimes to find a match. And they realized that they would be matches for a kidney donation. That's a pretty good neighbor. If you have a neighbor that's, I don't care how friendly you are, that's willing to give you a kidney, man, that's a friend for life, I would have to say. Let's go to Colorado. What's an election without candidates? That's what's happening to the city council in Brush, Colorado. The mayor and three city council seats are up for election this fall in the small town, but the mayor and two of the council members have no opponents for re-election. There's only one candidate for the third council seat, so the council is debating whether to cancel the elections. Why have an election when nobody else is running? What kind of money are you going to spend? I don't care if you spend a couple hundred dollars. You might as well save it and keep it in the coffers there for the city. Let's head to Michigan. There is no stray ball on the green at Morrison Lake Country Club. Why? It was a tooth from a 10,000-year-old mammoth. They saw this weird thing and thought it was something else. The groundskeeper found the 10-pound tooth last week on the golf course near Grand Rapids, Michigan. The mammoth tooth was exposed by heavy rains. The recent high school graduate who found the tooth said he knew what it was because he paid attention during science class. Researchers investigating the site found other mammoth fossils. They've decided to leave them in place for the time being. Wow, that's really cool. A 10-pound mammoth tooth. Every time I go fossil hunting, I come up empty. Look at this guy. It rains, a tooth is right there for the taking. Wow. Let's go to this day in history. There are 128 days left in the year. Yes, it's true, I know. In 1944, during World War II, Paris was liberated by Allied forces after 4 years of Nazi occupation. Inglorious Bastards, that's the two words I have to say to you. I went to see it earlier in the day. Brad Pitt is the star of it. I've mentioned this before. Quentin Tarantino's directed it. It is really, really well done. Let's move to 1916. The National Park Service was established within the Department of the Interior. In 1921, the United States signed a peace treaty with Germany. In 28, an expedition led by Richard E. Byrd set sail from Hoboken, New Jersey, on its way to Antarctica. In 1943, U.S. forces liberated New Georgia and the Solomon Islands from the Japanese during World War II. If you remember the 50s, in 58, Dwight D. Eisenhower, president, signed a measure providing pensions for former U.S. presidents and their widows. Wow, that was just in 58. In 1984, Arthur Truman Capote was found dead in an L.A. mansion. He was 59 years old. There were a slew of movies about him in the last couple of years. In 1985, Samantha Smith, 13 years old, the schoolgirl, whose letter to the premier resulted in her famous peace tour of the Soviet Union, died with her father in an airline crash in Auburn, Maine. Very sad. In 1998, retired Supreme Court Justice Lewis Powell died in Richmond, Virginia, lived to be 90 years old. 10 years ago, the FBI, reversing itself after 6 years, admitted that its agents might have fired some potentially flammable tear gas canisters on the final day of the 1993 standoff with the Branch Davidians near Waco, Texas, but said it continued to believe that law enforcement agents did not start the fire which engulfed the Colts compound, the Achilles heel for Janet Reno. That's all I'll say. 5 years ago, an Army investigation found that 27 people attached to an intelligence unit at Abu Ghraib prison near Baghdad either approved or participated in the abuse of Iraqi prisoners. We're talking about the CIA and interrogation techniques earlier on this show. And remember how nasty that was when a lot of those photographs were released and the reaction to those photographs. 1 year ago, Democrats opened their national convention in Denver, hard to believe, huh, where they prepared to nominate Barack Obama for president. In the first major address of the gathering, Michelle Obama declared, "I love this country," as she described herself as a daughter, a sister, a wife, and a mother, no different from many women. Yes, indeed. We come to my favorite portion of the program. Birthdays. Can we have the music, please?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people! We need birthday singers!
Here's my favorite part of this, where I say, I think you're going to recognize 10 names on the list. Ready? Game show host Monty Hall, 88. You know him. Actor Sean Connery, 79. Talk show game show host Regis Philbin, 78. You know him. Come on now. Also celebrating a birthday, I'm going to give you people you know. Rock singer actor Gene Simmons is 60. Can you say Kiss? Also actor John Savage is 60 years old. Celebrating a birthday, Rachel Ray, 41 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Joanne Whaley is 48. She used to be married to Val Kilmer. Christian LeBlanc, an actor, is 51 years old. Rock singer Rob Halford is 58 years old. Walter Williams from the OJs is 67 years old. Country singer Joe DiMassina is 39. Claudia Schiffer is also 39. Ooh, you got the best of the best with those birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating one.
Okay, show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. Top. One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.